Talk a little more NHL with our good buddy from ESPN Denver, Drew Spivak, joins us. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on again, guys.
Hey, no problem. I read a few articles interesting about Gabriel Landeskog and Patrick Roy and Colorado sticking to their system and you know, a team that's hoping to bounce back. All the analytics guys said after their playoff year they were going to come back, and obviously that happened for them. A lot of their star players just didn't have the same type of offensive numbers. They also lost Stastny. Now they've lost Ryan O'Reilly, and when you lose that much strength down the middle, Drew, I just find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to improve. Why do you think, if it's even possible, are the Avs a team that can bounce back and be a playoff team?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, you're kind of hoping and you're kind of relying on a guy down the middle and Carl Soderberg, who the Avs acquired from the Bruins there in the offseason, to be that guy to be the pseudo-replacement for Ryan O'Reilly. But, I don't think a lot of people realize just exactly how much Ryan O'Reilly brought to that team. It wasn't just the goal scoring that he didn't necessarily provide all the time. It was all the other things. It was playing in the neutral zone and killing penalties and playing on the power play and being such a good defender. It's one of the things that made him so great. And now you're going to rely on a guy like Carl Soderberg to come in and do that, a guy like Mikhail Grigorenko, who's been kind of up and down so far in his NHL career, to kind of come in and be the guy to replace it. And just, when you look around the Western Conference and you think, wow, all the good teams, all the top teams, they're so deep right down the middle at the center position. And then you look at the Avalanche roster and they throw out a guy like Marc-Andre Kleish out there on that fourth line. You think, well, how do they match up against, the Ducks and the Blackhawks and the Kings and those other good teams? It's hard to really see it, but I know that the Avalanche are confident that they made the right moves in this offseason to be a better team, to be a deeper team, and now we'll have to see if it pays off on the ice.
Their blue line was one that kind of surprised some people 2 years ago. Then they made some changes, and they didn't have the same amount of success. Obviously, the trade with Buffalo, that they're hoping Zadorov can come in. Where do you see him fitting in on that team?
Right now, it looks like he's probably going to play in the second pairing. They're going to have him probably paired with Tyson Barrie to at least start the season. Francois Beauchemin, who they got from Anaheim in the offseason, he's going to be up on that top pairing, it looks like, with Eric Johnson at least to start. So we'll see Zadorov kind of come in and play that second pairing role. And it was interesting because today out at the morning skate before the game tonight, they had Zadorov kind of getting some power play time during the practice there and seeing what he did, kind of playing up on the point there. And he didn't do too bad of a job with it. I don't know if that's going to be kind of a permanent thing that we're going to see from him. But I think going into the season, they're going to have him paired with Tyson Barrie, and that's going to be interesting because not that they're two similar type players, but they both want to be kind of offensive-minded guys, and it kind of makes you worry, especially with an Avalanche roster and especially a D-Core that tends to be a little bit too offensive minded at times and doesn't focus enough on their own zone or whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how he fits in. But the Avs are high on him, and so far from what we've seen from him and just in training camp and in the team scrimmage on Sunday, he looks like he's going to fit in nicely, and he's going to be a guy that can kind of roam around back there and really looking to lay out some big hits. It's just a matter of whether he can provide enough defensively to improve this team this year.
Goaltending obviously is a strength of that team, and I don't think that's an area really to even discuss. But offensively, Nathan MacKinnon had an unbelievable rookie year. I wouldn't call it a sophomore slump per se, but he definitely slid back a little bit. At times looked like he was pressing, dealing with some injury bugs I was hearing. How has he looked? I know it's very early in camp, and what are the expectations of the Avalanche for MacKinnon?
Yeah, he needs to have a big year, and I think the Avalanche are hopeful that he's going to do that. He seems really excited and really focused coming in so far into camp, and he's even put on some more weight. I know the Avalanche roster, they haven't listed about 195 pounds, but he told us last week when they had their media days that he's up to around 205, 210 now. So he's definitely added some more size, which, shouldn't slow him down too much, hopefully. But, he needs to have a big season, and it's a big question as to whether he's going to be a center on this team or if he's going to play on the right side like he did most of the season last year. And kind of based on what we've seen, with the different lines so far in camp and in the scrimmage, that he's going to be a right winger, at least for the foreseeable future. But I think there was a lot of different things that kind of factored into his negative game last year. I mean, you mentioned the injuries. That was a part of it. And, I think he lacked confidence last year. I think that was a big part of it. he had so much success in his rookie season playing along with Paul Stastny, and you know, he really kind of fed off what Stastny was able to bring to that team, and not having him last year, not really having a consistent center to play with, I think it kind of threw him off a little bit last year, and it led to, you know, his demotion to the fourth line for a couple of games, and even a game where he ended up being being benched in the third period there. So if he can rebound and have the type of year that I think we know he's all capable of, or at least assume that he's all capable of, based off what we saw in his rookie season, I think he's going to bounce back and be a big contributor for this team this season.
Grigorenko going to make the team?
I think that's a great question. I don't think we know at this point. I think if you ask most Avalanche fans, I think they're all kind of hoping that he makes this team. But, you know, they've added so much depth now. I mean, I don't know how good the depth is going to be, but they've added so much depth on it that it's going to be hard to knock some of these guys off that have guaranteed contracts. Marc-Andre Fleury, Jacoby McLeod, and Patrick Bortolo. But based on what we've seen so far and everything we've heard from Patrick Waugh is that he really likes him and he's looked good so far in camp. And they've kind of thrown together this line that we're going to see again tonight with him playing alongside of Nathan MacKinnon and Alex Tanguay. And it's been a really good line in the camp and in the scrimmage. And so if he continues to play well, I think he's going to maybe force Patrick Waugh's hand and force him to keep him on this roster.
Drew Spivak from ESPN Denver joins us talking Avs. Carl Soderberg was the big acquisition signing by them, $4.75 million. Is he playing with the Ginla? Where do you see him playing?
You know, he hasn't played with the Ginla yet. So far, he's been playing with Gabriel Landeskog and Mikko Rantanen, who was the Avalanche first round pick in the draft this year, and kind of providing kind of a big, I guess, foreign type of line. And they've been really good so far. They really impressed and dominated in the scrimmage on Sunday and really were able to kind of throw their weight around. Rantanen had a goal in that game on a nice feed from Nikita Zadorov. And so I think, you know, Soderberg is going to probably play the center position. I think initially when he came in this year, we thought he was going to be probably the third line center for this team. But there's a very good chance that he's going to be playing the center on that second line.
Do you think Rantanen has a chance of sticking with the squad this season?
You know, based on what we've seen from him, I think so. But again, I think it's going to come down to the contract situation just because of all the guys that they've got locked up. You know, he seems to be a good fit. He seems to be NHL ready. He looks like a guy that knows what he's doing out there, and he has the advantage after playing, you know, with the big boys out in Finland last year. And so you think he's got a really good opportunity to do this. It's just going to come down to, you know, what kind of decisions Patrick Waugh goes with. But I don't think there's any doubt that he can hold his own out there. When they had their rookie camp last week, he was basically, you know, a man amongst boys. And then, you know, when they opened their training camp last week, and he really stood out as a guy that can play. And he's got that big body. He's a good skater. He's got good hands. And there's a lot to really like about his game so far. So I would be I don't know. I don't know what I put the number at necessarily, but I think there's a good chance that he does make this team, especially given what Patrick Waugh said about him, how much he really likes his game so far.
Looking at Patrick Waugh, who won Coach of the Year, and then the team struggled, what has he talked about maybe what he needs to do different or improve as a coach?
You know, he hasn't really said a whole lot that he wants to really change. I think just the big theme with it is that they have to be better in their defensive end. They've got to be better in transition and you know, on their zone exits and getting the puck out of the zone a lot better and a lot faster to be able to use their team speed to create good things in the neutral zone and create better scoring opportunities. But, you know, he seems to think that they're going to stick with this system. He feels like, I think he's got the guys in place now on the defensive core to be able to do that. And, you know, I think he points to injuries being a factor for this team last year. I mean, losing Eric Johnson around the All-Star break, that certainly hurt. And then not really having a healthy Semyon Varlamov for a lot, especially the early part of the season last year, that kind of was a detriment to the team as well. But I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of changes from Patrick Waugh. I think he looks at the system and says, you know what, if everything is equal with injuries and different things on this team with a more depth-filled team this year, that they should have better results this year.
Lastly, speaking of Eric Johnson, hearing some rumblings that him and the Avs are close to a contract extension. Any numbers?
Not that we've heard yet, no. Last check I had is that the Avalanche say it's still not done yet, but it seems like it's basically just kind of figuring out the minor details at this point that this thing is going to get done. And I think it's a good thing because he said that he doesn't want to go into the season and worry about the contract negotiations being an unrestricted free agent next year. So it'll be good to kind of to get that locked up and get him locked down. I would kind of guess, if I had to throw it out there, maybe 5-6 year type extension. It'll be curious to see what the money he gets, but he's definitely earned it because he had a spectacular season last year while he was on the ice. Unfortunately, he did suffer the injury, and that was a big blow to this team. But offense, I think he had 12 goals, and there was a stretch there where he had, I want to say it was 10 goals in 15 games or something like that. But he was really good last year. So getting him locked down is going to be a nice, important piece for this team, especially going into the season, not having to worry about it, especially when you think back to the last 2 years with having to deal with Paul Stastny and then Ryan O'Reilly and their contract situation. To get him locked up, I think that's going to make Avalanche fans really happy.
Well, Drew, they'll be an interesting team to watch. They're in the toughest division in hockey, in my opinion, and will be hard-pressed to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. I completely agree. I think at the end of the day, I think they are better on paper. It's still going to be really difficult for this team to make that climb to jump back in there, given how good not only the Central is, but the Western Conference.
Appreciate your time, Drew.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.